Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mouska Trips, at www.mouskatrips.com. That's www.mouskatrips.com.
Hello and welcome to the 150th episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host. Thank you. I am your host, Luke Manning, and today on the show I'm joined with almost all guest stars that we feature on the show. First off, we have my number one co-host, Nick McLam.
Yo.
My number two co-host, Tom Corliss.
I'm number two.
My number three co-host, Jason Diffendahl.
Hello.
My number four co-host, John Crigliano.
Why am I getting screwed on number four, man?
Haha, I beat John.
Pleasure to be here.
And the guy that barely comes here, Jose Castillo.
You know, I did 15 shows of yours, and I'm barely coming.
You know, the other two caballeros demand a lot of him.
I am Panchito.
Alright, continue.
Now, today on the show, we're going to discuss our favorite shows, basically, that we have done. And this was Tom's idea. So basically,
sure, put the blame on me if it turns out bad.
I'm just going to go around in a circle and see which shows you all liked.
In a circle.
So, surprise, surprise, I'm going to start off with Mr. Corliss.
Yes, alright. My favorite episode ever has to be number 128, and that was during the 5 days of Halloween that went past Halloween for some reason. And it was the Haunted Mansion, and on the show was myself, John Crigliano, Steve Swanson, Luke, and Nick, and it basically turned into a free-for-all pretty quickly. And at one point, John called the old version of the Haunted Mansion the Ghetto Mansion. And then, of course, at another point, I used some profanity when my recording system stopped recording. And, of course, that was bleeped out with a bork, bork, bork. And other than that show, I'd have to say the Parade of Women's Underwear, even though I wasn't on. Memorable. Or maybe it's something I'd like to forget. I'm not sure.
It's that YouTube video.
Look at those legs.
And then the last one I like to mention is the favorite Disney website. It's number 136, of course, because I got to double the plugs for my own website, which was fun.
All right. Now, Jason?
Well, let me see. I'd have to agree with Tom with episode number 136, where I could plug my own website, www.celebrations.com, anytime Luke gives me opportunity to plug my website, I'm happy. The other one that I think was my favorite was probably that one where Luke essentially took Tom's Epcot audio show and released it as his own. Because that was a great show. And yeah, so it was Tom's. But you know, what's the big deal?
That would be the wrong
podcast.
That's
what friends are for.
Oh, is that the wrong part? I'm sorry. I get them all confused. I can't keep them straight.
It's a new one of those jokes.
All 500.
Well, he did eliminate half of them.
Oh, so it's 200 now. 250?
Yeah.
Mr. McLam.
Yo. I'll say maybe... I want to say the favorite Disney websites one and the one we watched the YouTube video and just Luke was like just talking the whole time and I muted my microphone, had a phone conversation with somebody else.
A lot of people often do that with when they're recording this podcast.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure they
and
do.
then just like a, even though it hasn't been around for 150 episodes, which I'm sure it will because Luke doesn't have anything else better to do. The EDVP, I'm going to say episode number 57 of the EDVP of the hamster.
Oh, that'd be a great show.
We're talking about the wrong show now.
That's the wrong podcast.
But who cares? You know it's going to be around for 150 episodes.
Jason, if you could bring in Rascal.
Hi, this is Rascal, Luke Manning's hamster. I'm glad you liked my show.
Oh. Man, that was funny.
Moving on!
Yes, moving on. Mr. Stalker. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. John.
As Nick would say, yo! I would also have to say my favorite episode was the Halloween show when we talked about the Haunted Mansion with my comment about the old mansion here in Florida and calling it the Ghetto Mansion because at the same time, I forget. Just the comment that Tom had made later on when he said Goofy was having a heart attack,
that was me.
Or Nick apparently was laughing so hard that Tom had made the comment that Goofy is having a heart attack. I mean, hopefully you still have that audio. I'd love you to play that again because it's hysterical audio. I my face was turning red and it was hurting after a while because I was laughing so hard.
Not as much listen to that Christmas podcast parade. That's different. That's a different show.
I'll bleep that out.
One yet?
Down the deal.
I'm just kidding.
This show will be out by the time that show's out, so.
Alright.
They come out on the same day.
Well, no, I'm not sure if it's coming out that day. Edit anyway.
Well, this is coming out on Christmas Day.
Pay no attention to what you are hearing.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
So I would have to say that's my favorite bit of audio right there.
Jose Castillo.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, is it my turn now? Sorry, I was talking on the phone, sorry.
Oh, is it my turn?
No,
oh, I'm sorry, I had better things.
150 shows later and still no respect.
No, well, my favorite show personally was 129 when we talked about MouseFist. The one I recorded, the one I edited.
Yeah.
I think it was the best edited show ever in 150 episodes.
Actually, it was.
I think it was. And, besides that, I like that Halloween show as well where everybody else was. I wasn't there, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
And, Jose, your first show was actually show number 5.
Oh, the longest.
Actually, 6, yeah.
Oh, when Diz Jensen was still around?
Yes.
Before he fell down
before
the stairs.
He had his fall.
he was pushed.
Oh, no. He pushed himself after he saw Luke's face. And the amnesia is all a lie. He doesn't have amnesia.
You should have seen his face.
He's out there living life perfect without worrying about Luke, man.
That story has a lot of loose ends, just like this podcast.
And just like a few other ones I know.
I know you're not talking mine.
And God, I don't record a podcast, but now I can plug in. Check out my blog at the Krypton Logic Studios web blog at KryptonLogic.com.
I'm in the left channel. The right channel.
I'm the only daily source for Walt Disney World news and information on the internet.
I'm in the left channel. I'm in the right channel. I'm in the left channel. I'm in the right channel.
I'm sure you were neither.
I think you should leave the channels now.
I like to change the channel.
All right, we're getting really out of left field.
Yeah, let's reel back in here.
What if I had five-in-one channels? Yeah.
If you guys would like to give any other honorable mentions, so any other shows that you enjoyed, maybe shows that you weren't a part of but you liked.
My first show.
I like this show.
Counter Service Restaurant episode number 140. I thought that was the only show ever with a real purpose.
I admit that one did come out pretty good.
Whose idea was it for that show? Who came up with the topic idea for that show?
Jason Diffendahl, but who named A Wild Decade?
Well, we were, I actually think it was because we were talking. We were just talking, we got to talking about Counter Service Restaurant somehow, and I'm like, maybe we should just record a show about this.
What better than deciding to record about the Candlelight Processional?
Shut up.
Hey, that was a good show.
That's a classic.
Even though Luke's never seen it and he's an atheist.
Happy Festivus, everyone!
I'm gonna go through some of my favorite episodes and some episodes that
we have. We only have 2 hours.
Actually, everyone, let's go.
Why don't you just tell us your least favorite one?
All right, someone's calling my phone. Okay, let me know when you're done.
Actually, I go back really far because I was there at the beginning, so I can
really.
I can't go into the double digit numbers. So, we once did a segment called Disney Traction Comparisons with my good friend, who I haven't spoken to for a while, because that's because he's been really, really busy in college and he's now a cast member. But Jason Saldivar, and we did a segment called Disney Attraction Comparisons, where we basically looked at Tomorrowland, Adventureland, Fantasyland in Disneyland and compared it to the one in Disney World. We had a few interviews with Jonathan Dichter, Tony from Above the Firehouse, the guys from Bare Necessities, Dave O'Neill from Extinct Attractions Club. We had this really funny episode. It was episode 73 about Randy Newman.
She takes a fight.
Do it once, twice, three times. And episode 79, we had a tribute to Jeremy Irons.
Awesome.
Who,
are you done?
Another good show was episode 84, which was the Disney Resort Podcast 1 year anniversary show. Here was where I got dropped out of the conversation. Let's hear what the guys did while I wasn't here.
Oh my god!
Wait, this show now has become my favorite show.
In case anybody's just joining,
welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, John Creeland, along with my four other co-hosts, Tom Corliss, Jason Diffendahl, Jose Castillo, and Nick McLam. We'll be hijacking Luke Manning's show. And I want to thank everybody for joining us on this week's show. I will be actually putting this to sleep because it seems Podcast Repo is here to actually reap the podcast, and it will become a subsidiary of the WDW News Today podcast.
I don't want it.
Give it to anyway for free.
We're going to take it and we're going to retire it. We're going to throw it in the bin.
We are euthanizing it.
All right.
Well,
Luke,
seeing as I got a...
Continue with your list.
Rudely cut off.
Damn rappers.
You guys start from the beginning again?
Nah, we'll just keep going.
Three more shows that I'd like to mention. We had the Disney Resorts podcast 1 year anniversary show, and we got a bunch of guys from the Disney online community to contribute to it, including our good friend Steve Swanson. And speaking of Steve, episode 88, 91, and 92 was... an interview with Steve that Diz did by himself, and it lasted about an hour and a half, so I had to break it up, and that was probably the worst editing I've ever had to do.
I do want to say one where it was just me and Jose, and it wasn't Luke.
I think that was the best show ever.
Yeah.
I think your listeners went up by the thousands right there in that show.
You know, my favorite, the first episode of the Laughing Mouse podcast, that was good.
That was Let's not go there. That's the best episode ever. Diet hasn't even been released yet.
Episode 100 was a big 1 hour, 50 minute long discussion. Bunch of people. It was a Netcast Everything all about the Muppets, and I was joined with Brian Ripper, Steve Swanson, and Van from Netcut, along with Diz, and we spoke about a bunch of Disney topics, and.
See, now why wasn't this episode renamed?
Alright, it will be then. I will do it.
The DW Mouse Times Everything Disney Celebrations.
Featured by Cryptologic.
Disney News Whenever.
Show.
Alright. So, Anything else anyone would like to say about this wonderful little show?
Here's to another 150 episodes of irreverence.
We'll be back in a month. Well, 150 episodes. And
we'll be back in May with our farewell episode of the EDR.
We'll be back at the end of January. When we bring back 150 episodes at the end of January.
I look forward to those 3 shows of comic relief a week.
I don't care what they do for you as long as they do something.
What if they don't do anything?
Drive me to suicide.
I'd like to thank my wonderful guests for being here today. First off, Nick McLam of the, as Tom says, Disney News Whenever podcast. And, Nick, what have you got coming up on your fourth show, which should be released after Christmas? And we're going to be going through all of you, so.
Maybe, yeah, discussing the night parades. Which one is the best?
It's Metro Magic.
Metro Magic Parade.
This is going to be between Main Street, Dreamlight, Spectro, Fantalusion, and all those. So.
Tapestry.
Look, I like that one at Animal Kingdom with the jungle jamming thing. That's the best one.
You mean the Jammin' Jungle Parade?
That thing, yeah, that one.
I'd also like to thank John Crigliano of the Mouse Times podcast for joining us. And John, what have you got coming up on your next show in 2009?
Wow.
I saw that one.
Oh, he left.
That was nice. Look.
Next.
The Mouse Times podcast has ended production, so we'll skip on over to Jose Castillo, who is the proprietor of the Krypton Logic blog at KryptonLogic.com. And Jose, if you would like to spell Krypton Logic for us.
Yeah, that's KRY.
He's done many times before.
Yeah, KRYPTONLOGIC.com.
I'd also like to thank Jason Diffendall of WDWCelebrations.com, who in 2021 will be having the 50th anniversary celebration meet of the Walt Disney World Resort.
Absolutely. Sign up for our newsletter, and we will let you know when registration opens.
Next year.
In the meantime, please stop by our website and see if you'd like to sign up for our Animal Kingdom 10th anniversary meet coming up real soon.
Getting all serious there. John, if you'd like to share something.
What's happening? Like what?
What's happening on
like
your next
house trap?
I don't know. Whenever I decide to get one out and find the time to do it, I'll do it. Hopefully it's the Mouse Fest stuff. Where you get to watch Marco Haber conduct illuminations like Mr. Hans Opus.
What about the time where you were on a spaceship with the Brown Ripper?
We leave that out. I don't know what you're talking about.
Stories are beautiful.
I don't know what you're... Blah, 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 blah.
I've heard some stories. I've heard rumors.
But you don't know anything.
Awesome.
I heard rumors from a very reliable source that ending, it was made on purpose. That's why it's so dark.
Okay, I don't get that joke.
Okay.
Touch the screen, not the person in the car with you. Bring on!
I'd also like to finally thank Tom Corliss of WDW News Today.
Boo! Yeah, it was great to be here for your 150th show. I want to remind everyone about the big Christmas spectacular coming up on WDW News Today. It's going to come out on the 25th. Stay tuned. It's going to be hilarious.
It's out hilarious. Now.
Well, the 25th, it'll be out, definitely, if it doesn't come out earlier.
You mean tomorrow?
AKA, it's out now, because this show...
It's out now.
This show comes out Monday!
It's the
25th!
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
I know, I'm making it special.
Luke doesn't know. He doesn't know when Christmas is, because he's an atheist.
March for the feet of strength!
And before this irreverates any further off...
It's not a word!
I borrowed from the Tom Corliss dictionary.
It's right below Silly Nanny, right?
Yeah. I'd like to again
Silly Nanny.
I'd like to again thank Tom, Jason, John, Jose, and Nick for joining me for the 150th episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Have a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Festivus.
Whatever you celebrate.
Yeah, next year, let's
make a Kwanzaa.
Next year, we'll make a ride through Luke's episodes.
Like, it's at the magic of an episode.
Jeez, that'd be a very long episode. It'd go on for hours and hours.
At least the line wouldn't be long.
An hour and hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, fast pass.
It'd be just like, what is it? Universal Energy?
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, shit.
Oh! No! And, we'd also like to, thank our good friends Larry Mongello and Nick McLahan, Rascal and Roz for joining or for helping us out. So if all of you would give your best wishes, Larry
and Jose,
happy anniversary,
Rascal,
happy anniversary.
Nick, not real.
Oh yeah, sure.
Not the real one. Not the real one.
Hi, this is Nick McLahan. I'd like to wish everybody a safe and healthy Halloween.
And finally, Ross.
Happy anniversary to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I'm watching. Always watching.
And kid, that's why you shouldn't smoke cigarettes.
This episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast has been brought to you by the Non-Smoking Association of the United States of America. Visit us at www.nonsmoking.com.
Also brought to you by Orlando Attractions Magazine. Proudly sponsoring this podcast by providing funding.
And by listeners like you.
And by Diz Jensen for stealing all our money.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Mongello, along with Nick McLam. Tune in to episode 23 of the WDW News Today podcast for the first annual Christmas podcast parade, live from the Walt Disney World Resort. Tell them who will be appearing on the parade, Nick.
Well, we have, me, and then there's you, Larry, and we've also got Dole Whips and Churros, and an angry mob.
We also have appearances by Judy Dench, Amy Adams, Luke Manning, John Corigliano, Jason Diffendahl, Adam Roth, Steve Swanson, Tom Corliss, and more. So tune in to the WDW News Today podcast, episode 23, on December 25th, 2007, for the first annual Christmas podcast parade.
For download instructions, head on over to WDWNewsToday.com and click on the podcast section.
We hope to see you there.
Well, folks, I guess that about does it for our show. Now bundle up, stay warm,
and come back and see us real soon.
Happy holidays, y'all.